You're listening to SBS News.
With Melbourne recording no new COVID cases this time last week, AusPac Halal Butchers in the city's north confidently ordered in more than 200 goats and lambs for Eid festivities. But only days later, the city was plunged into lockdown again, scrapping large-scale celebrations for the second year running. Butcher Mubin Riaz says it's a huge blow.
It's a big loss, to be honest. It is a big loss. For a very small business, it's a loss, especially for the boss. I hope the restrictions, they will ease the restrictions soon and we can live the life we were living before.
Festivities now confined to individual households. Prayers at local mosques and large family and community gatherings have been cancelled, and President of the Islamic Council of Victoria, Adil Salman, says missing Eid celebrations will leave a significant void in the lives of many Muslims, given the event is their equivalent of Christmas for Christians.
It's devastating. Yeah, really, really disappointing, upsetting. It's sad. People really look forward to this, especially those that don't have large families or don't actually live with others as well. And keep in mind, there are a lot of people that actually live alone.
In Sydney's southwest, it's a similar story of disappointment, with mosques closed to worshippers. But Cumberland City Mayor Steve Christou says their resilience will shine through.
They will celebrate Eid the best way they can. I think, if anything, it'll be a good distraction from the current COVID situation. And, you know, they'll be in their households celebrating with their family members. There'll be a lot of nice food on offer.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian has issued a special plea to communities.
I just ask everybody to please think about their loved ones. You might think you're doing the right thing, but we just need families to stay in their family home.
A tough message to swallow for Adam Hussein, whose Guildford eatery would normally be packed out with customers at this time.
Really, we can't celebrate nothing. We can't really serve anyone to come in to restaurant to eat. And yes, it's been really, really tough.
Feeling the heat of lockdown at a time that should be filled with joy. Gareth Borum, SBS News.